Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom, what's going on, man? We back in the place. Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm your host, Sire, and we're on the way. Sorry for the tardiness. We had a little technical difficulties going on. So if you're still out there listening or you're tuning in, sorry about that, man. I understand why, because you already know each and every week we got some head-busting information going down, and so. You know, the a lot of things were going on, technical things. So, but we're back in the place. So, but we're gonna get right into it. Let's approach the throne. Father Yahuwah, Yahushua Mashiach, name Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for waking us up. Pray that you would watch over us and keep us, and that you would speak through us and to us and show us the spiritual atmosphere that's going on, Father, that we may be prepared for things that are coming upon this world, and strengthen us and protect us. We'll pray all these things in the name of Yahushua Mashiach. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So you already know, a lot of things have been going on, and we want to just bounce right into it. We're not going to be here that long, but, it's some big things going on, and we want to just say, first of all, that the fame and the increase in the knowledge of Yahuwah is starting to spread across the whole world. I mean, it's amazing, and so we're very excited. And we're going to issue a challenge today. Before we get into the news, we're going to issue a challenge today, because the fame and the notoriety and the name of Yahuwah is spreading throughout the whole world. Because remember, he said that sooner or later it will be a time where we will no longer say no Yahuwah, but we would all know him from the least to the greatest. And that's what's beginning to happen. You look at, I can look at, when I first came to the truth almost about 2 years ago, there was hardly anybody. Just it was very scarce out there. But what we want to do, I was reading the Didache, and if you never read the Didache, is a book that was not published into the canon. It was not published into the canon, which was the books of the scriptures that were, I guess, readily accepted by the different bishops and all those people back then. But it's very good. It's a lot of sayings of Yahushua in there, and a lot of sayings. And it's very, I believe it's, pretty much on most that, inspired. One of the things that Yahushua said in there was, and one of the challenges we're issuing today, and we're gonna issue this challenge for, so it can be meditating on your mind, and then we're gonna get back to it and put line upon line, precept upon this challenge. But it says to seek out day by day the face of the set apart ones in order that you may rest in their works. And we want to issue this challenge to every day, to day by day seek out the face of the set apart ones. Yahushua was saying that every day that our mission should be, hey, we have tools like, Facebook, internet, in which we could search out the face of the set apart ones, those proclaiming the name of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua, and we could search their face and connect with them, because this is not, I woke up this morning, Yahuwah was showing me that this is not an individual body. We are not individual. We are a body. and a body must function like a body. A body can't say, you know, to the other members, you know, we don't need you. And so we need to seek out day by day those who are in humility, you know, seeking the face of Yahuwah, who are walking humbly before Elohim. And that's what we need to do. That's the challenge today, is to day by day. Don't let it. He said day by day. That means every day, you know, you might not find anybody one day, but every day we should be seeking out the face of the set apart ones, because this is not, you know, a selfish body to where, you know, I mean, you got to think about it. If we're going to be with the set apart ones for eternity, you know, we might as well get along now. And so the thing is we're not the only people, you know, just because you may believe in Yahuwah and confess Yahushua, you're not the only person who he's set apart. Just like, kind of like how Eliyahu believed, you know, he said, I'm the only prophet left, you know, in Yisrael, you know, right now. But Yahuwah corrected him and said, no, I have 7,000 who have not bowed their knee to Baal. So sometimes we feel like, you know, you might be set apart in a different place and you might not know anybody, but please believe that Yahuwah has his sheep, you know, somewhere else too. And so we gotta get out of this individual mentality, you know, where it's just, you know, because we cannot survive by ourselves. You know, that's not the body. You know, if you chop off a hand is not going to survive. You know, the nerves in the hand will die almost immediately. And so a lot of, you know, we've been raised to believe that we can, you know, survive on our own, but that's not the case in Yahuwah's body. So that's why we should search out day by day the face of the set apart ones. And we're going to go over scriptures later that support, you know, that upon precept. But, yeah, what we're getting into, we're going to get into the news. You're listening to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sai, and we're on the way. Man, this is one of the news stories that's going on now. You know, you still got different things going on around the world. Of course, you have, you know, you got the Olympics coming. You got the Iran situation. They're talking about this article was released this morning that they're, you know, they're still threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz, and you know, which 40% of the world's oil, you know, goes through that strait. And so later, yeah, we're going to later, not this show, but in the coming shows, we're going to go over some prophecies in Daniel and Eliyahu that connects to these world events and what's going on, because it seems sometimes it may seem like we're just talking about news, but all these things are significant because you have the, you know, the Syrian king, you know, in Syria, the modern-day Iraq, you know, you have him rising up, you have the King of Peace, you have all these different kings in which Yahuwah want us to understand so we can kind of know the signs of the times. And that's what he told. That's one of the things that Yahushua was so going against the Pharisees, is because they didn't know the time of their visitation. They didn't know, you know, they could predict the weather, but they didn't understand the signs of the times. And they didn't even know the Daniel prophecy, into which the Daniel prophecy told them the very moment Yahushua would show up, you know, and they didn't understand that, but they knew so much scripture. And so this is what we're going to go over that later, so we'll be able to put precept upon precept with these world events so you'll understand, hey, we know the signs of the times. And this right here is going to be a really good check thing right here. Okay, but moving on, you have those things going on, and nothing's really breaking forth in those areas, but we're going to keep you up to breath on this. But this is something we wanted to go over right here. On September 15, 2005, back then, Senator Joe Biden, Joe Biden is the vice president of the President of the United States, Barack Obama. In a confirmation hearing, he told now the present Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, as I quote, "Can a miniature tag be implanted into a human body to track his every movement? You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over." That was quoted by Joe Biden at the confirmation hearing of John Roberts, which, who was a selected by President George Bush, former President George Bush. Okay. Now, this I read this morning, and it really hit me because you got to understand, you know, we're talking about the, you know, the agenda of the world, you know, versus, you know, versus the scriptures and how those things connect. You got to understand that this was, you know, it's in their heart to, you know, to do these things and to be on one accord. Now, back then when that statement was said, Joe Biden was the senator and had not been, you know, selected as vice president because, you remember, the presidential thing changed in 2008. So, but now it's kind of ironic that he would say this. And then you had on June 29th, I believe June 29th, just passed, you had John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice, which we talked about, was one of the persons who eventually changed and swung his vote to support the health care Obamacare plan, in which we can read it right now. This is what it says. In a reconsolidation bill contains very similar language to H.R. 3962, but was reinserted terms like implantable. And we're going to read it. This is what was signed. H.R. 4872, the reconsolidation bill, section 2521, this is the one which Obama signed, the secretary shall establish a national medical device registry to facilitate the analysis of the outcome, it says, to facilitate of the past market safety and outcomes data in which the device is on or is implanted in the patient, class 3 device or class 2 device that is implanted, life supporting or life sustaining. Okay, and this is what was passed in the bill. And so is my belief, you know, according to the scriptures, Revelations 13, in which we go over because we're continuing to move forward and to continue to watch what Shaul said and what the Ruach HaKodesh, you know, spoke, that the end will not come except certain things unfold, and we're going to continue to watch these things. And so it is my belief that this very law that was signed and was confirmed by the Supreme Court, that it's going to lead to the mark of the beast. It's going to lead to the mark of the beast. And of course, they cloak, you know, what their agenda under these terms and, you know, all this mumbo-jumbo. But we know that, you know, that they have been stating for a while that, you know, they're trying to get to the point where they get to, you know, where nobody can buy or sell except they have the mark of the beast, okay? And so this is what's going on, and it's just ironic that Joe Biden has said that statement back in 2005, that John Roberts, who was the one vote that swung to confirm the Obamacare, in which part of the mark of the beast is in, he said that, can a miniature tag be implanted into a human body to track his every movement? You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. And so it was, that actually happened. That was ruled upon. And so you got to understand that these things are happening. These things are unfolding right in front of our face. And hey, we just got to continue to stay fast, to hope, and to pray that we are worthy to escape those things which come upon the world, because these things are coming fast and they're coming without breaks. You know, this, what you got to understand is the end times is coming without breaks. It stops for nobody. It doesn't pump for nobody. It doesn't stop for anybody. These things will take place. and men's hearts will begin to fail because of these things which are coming upon the world. And so that's why we continue to talk about these things and talk about what's going to happen in the near future, because we don't want to be caught unaware, and we don't want to have this. We don't want to have this shock of this, you know, this gut punch. And when you finally realize that, hey, scriptures are real, these things are really happening, these things are unfolding, and Yahushua the Messiah is actually coming back, we don't want to be. We don't want our hearts to fail. We want to continue to be steadfast. And when he said, and Yahushua said, when we see all these things unfold, lift our heads because our redemption draws near. And so these things are unfolding. You know, so also we're going to keep you abreast about that. But that's one of the things we wanted to go over, because that statement had came to fruition because, you know, the so-called elite and Illuminati, they want to, you know, cloak these things and say these things and these, you know, according to their agenda. And so, you know, that's what's going on on that front. And but we want to get back to what we were talking about. Like I said, we're not going to be here that long. That's the challenge that we had just originally just issued is because we see these things unfolding. And what was put on my heart is we see these things unfolding. We see the end times unfolding. We get close, and moment by moment, day by day, we're getting closer until this point. And we're talking about an era in which we have not seen. We have not seen Yahuwah in his fullness and in his might, you know, unleash wrath upon the world. We haven't seen that. We haven't visited the power and the greatness of Yahuwah. But in this moment, what was put on my heart is we need to, like the Didache said and what Yahushua commanded us to do, is day by day we need to seek out the face of the set apart ones so we may rest in our words. And there's so many scriptures that talk about this. They talk about Yahushua said that there were 99 sheep and one had went astray, you know, would we not leave the 99 and go find the one? And so that's what, because there's a lot of brothers and sisters that across the world, you know, and according to the scripture, there's only a remnant of those who you know, are walking. Because I've seen, if you go on the internet, you'll see a lot of people proclaiming Yahuwah, but they'll deny Yahushua, and they might call him Yahushua, or they might call him another, you know, Yahshua or something. You know, everybody's, you know, trying to cling to the name of the Father, but they don't want to cling to the name of Yahushua. And we know that if you don't have the Son, you need to have the Father as well. You know what I'm saying? So, but one of the biggest things is seeking out the set apart ones, because this is what he said. He said this in his word, you know, even Matthew 7 and 13. Enter through the narrow gate, because the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. There are many who enter through it, because the gate is narrow and the way is pressed, which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Okay? So so this is what the challenge is. This is the challenge for this week and for now on, that day by day, you know, we seek out this, because we seek out the face of the set apart. And I know sometimes we've came from the church and out of Babylon, and we've been hurt so much with people backbiting and people, you know, doing different things and you know, hurting us. But we got to remember that Yahuwah has people out there who are walking on the truth, who are walking on the path that he needs to do. And that's what's encouraging, is that, hey, maybe in Australia, maybe in California, maybe in somewhere else, there is somebody just like you that is walking in the truth. And that's what we have to remember, because the enemy wants to segregate us. That's the motivation of the enemy. You think about a wolf. What a wolf will do when a pack of, you know, sheep there is are herding is it will use a tactic of segregation, you know, tactic of, you know, segregating the weak, you know. And so the opposite in how we fight against that is we go and we seek, you know, as a body, you know, if it's two or three members, you know, that's why Yahushua used to send the body in two, you know, because he didn't want, you know, we don't need to be, you know, unprepared, you know, only with one person. And so then he should send them out in two. So that's what we should do. Seek out day by day the face of the set apart one. Seek out, you know, people who walk in Yahuwah and keep the commandments of Yahushua. Because, you know, we're not the, you know, we can't never get to the point where we get prideful and we think, hey, you know, we are the only people, you know, that know the truth. You know, that's not true. You know what I'm saying? Yahuwah has these people out there who are walking in the truth, and we need to try to connect, because these are our brothers and our sisters, and it is about time that we, you know, lay down the pride, lay down the, you know, the agendas, the egos, the jealousy, the, you know, whatever it may be, that we may go out there and we seek, you know, our brothers and sisters and, you know, and connect with them, because this is the only way that we will survive, you know what I'm saying? Because he said, Yahushua even said, when he was praying in Yehukonah 17, he prayed that we would be one as him and the Father are one. And this is probably the biggest obstacle of task in the nation of Yisrael, is us becoming on one accord. Because there are so many agendas, there are so many, you know, jealousy, envy, and there's so many just things within inside of the nation, the rebelliousness and all this, that we can never just get on one, that we can get on one accord, that we can fellowship together and there not be any drama. You know, this is the main task and what he stated and what he prayed for us. You know, and what he prayed for us. This is what he said. Yehukonah 17. This is what he said. And when he picked the disciples, the taught ones, the Talmid, he said, this is what he said, 17:20. He said, I do not pray for these, referring to his disciples, but for those believing in me through their word, so that they might be one, as the Father are in me, I in you, so that they might too be in us, so that the world might believe that you sent me. It says, and the esteem which you gave me, I have given them, so that they might be one as we are one. And I in them, and you in me, so that they might be perfected in one, so that the world knows you have sent me and have loved me and have loved them as you love me. That's what we have yet to fail to realize as a nation. Is Yahushua said one time, he said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And so when we look at the reason why you can tell Christianity and all these other religions are not the correct religions is because there are a lot of houses divided against itself. You have Christianity, in which so many religions are, I guess, bracketed into Christianity. You have the Catholic, you have the Seventh-day Adventist, you have Jehovah Witness, and all these sects and groups are divided against each other. So that kingdom cannot stand. You know what I'm saying? And so people look at that, and unconsciously they say, hey, that's why a lot of people don't join these organizations, and people that who are deceived to join these organizations, they're just deceived. But a lot of people can look, and people who are looking for the truth, it turns them off, because they say in their mind, how can this be the truth when all these people are divided against each other? You know, but what Yahushua said here, as he said, that the world would understand that he has sent, that Yahuwah sent him, because we will be one. And we're not talking about unifying under false pretenses, or, you know, unifying because of, you know, what he said and according to heathens, and, you know, and unifying the heathens. We're talking about what Yahuwah says. Here is the patience for the saints, those who keep the commandments of Yahuwah and have the testimony of Yahusha. This is who we should be unifying with. The only group and people we should be unifying with is the people who keep the commandments of Yahuwah, proclaim the correct name of Yahuwah, and keep the testimony of Yahusha. There should be nothing that should, you know, no jealousy, no envy, no, none of this, you know, the silly thing that should, you know, disconnect us from unifying together. And so this is the challenge for Yisrael, is to remember the words of Yahusha. And it's not going to be many. It's not going to be many who we will find who are in this bracket. But the people who we find who are in this bracket, they are precious. You know, because he said if we were to find somebody that keeps the commandments of Yahuwah and have testimony of Yahusha, and we would give them a glass of water, he said we would never lose our reward. You're talking about somebody who's in the covenant. I mean, this is precious, you know, that we find, you know, this gold. And because we are connected, it's like the arm finding the leg, and we coming together. And this is the body. This is the dry bones, the body of dry bones, with the tendons and the arms and the blood and all these things come together. And that's what should happen. And this is what the challenge is, because so many people, you know, just have, until we come into the unity of the faith, you know, it's going to be this dissension and these arguments over just things that don't matter. This is the foundation, is keeping the commandments of Yahuwah and having the testimony of Yahuwah. Not no other name, not JC, not, you know, Yeshua, not any other name, but Yahuwah. And so this is the challenge in which we need to wake up and say, you know, every day that our prayer should be, you know, Father, bring us closer, you know, day by day, we, you know, help us seek the face of the set apart ones. Where are they located? You know, how can we get connected to them? You know, and this is the challenge that I'm going to try to move on, and you know, something that put on my heart is that this is the command that he said. He said this command that day by day we should seek the face of the set apart ones, so we may rest in their words. Because when we think about it, I mean, when I was coming in truth, and I came across people who have been understanding the same thing I've been understanding, it encourages you. It lets you know that, hey, you're not the only person out there, and you can rest in their word. You know, they may give you a word of courage, because they can imagine finding somebody else that's connected to Yahuwah who can hear his voice. And so maybe you may be in a situation where you can't hear his voice, and they connect you, and they say something, you know, Yahuwah gives them a word or something. I mean, this is powerful, because we cannot survive abiding. Think about it. If Yahusha always using the Ruach, always use references to the body, and if we are the body, there is no way a body can survive without other members. It cannot survive without other members. Even a toe, if you cut a toe off, it cannot survive without, a toe cannot survive without being connected. And you got to think, we're not lizards. Where, you know, you cut off our tail and it grows back, you know what I'm saying? A body has to be connected. You know, once you cut something off, you try to cut something off, it really doesn't grow back. So we are a body that should be connected. So there should be no rivalry, no kind of jealousy or anything between each other, you know, inside the body of those who keep the commandments of Yahuwah and have the testimony of Yahusha. There should be, you know, we just need to just swallow our pride and just, you know, and connect. Because eventually that would be on us. You know, that would be on us. That would be on us that, hey, and it's a command on us, and I'll show you. It's a command on us to seek out day by day the face of the set apart ones. And I'll show you. Let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 2. This is what it says. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Master Yahuwah to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who have been feeding themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and you put on the wool. You slaughter the fatlings. Do you not feed the flock? It says, you have not strengthened the weak, nor have you healed the sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back the strained, nor sought what was lost. But you have ruled over them with might and harsh. And they have scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field, and they were scattered. So this is what Yahuwah was saying, is that we were in the truth, that we have He told Ezekiel to prophesy against the shepherds because they would not go seek the lost. They would not help to bring up, to encourage the weak. You know, they did not bind up the people who were hurting and the people who were sick. Because there are a lot of people that may be even in the truth that are out there that feel like, hey, you know, there's nobody out there to help me. You know, there's nobody out there and to be there. And so contrary to popular belief, you know, a lot of, you know, if Yahuwah created us to be by ourselves, he would have created one planet with one person on it, one person per planet with nobody else there, you know. And so I'm not, you know, and don't confuse what I'm saying as, you know, some, you know, global, you know, let's get together and all shake hands. No, I'm saying that the people who need to get together are the people who keep the commandments of Yahuwah and have the faith and have the testimony of Yahusha. It's those people we need to be seeking day by day to somehow get together, whether it's phone, whether it's internet, whether it's something, because we cannot survive. We cannot continue to survive being by ourselves. This is not the intent of Yahuwah. This is not according to what his words say, that we need to seek out and we need to help the weak, to help the healed sick, and to bind up the broken, and to bring back the strength, and to seek out what is lost. So that needs to be our mission day by day, and our challenge, that we need to go and we need to go seek, you know, and to encourage. Because I'm telling you, how much more powerful a person, you know, will be encouraged and strengthened when they know that, hey, somebody is out there right with them, you know. So you know, sisters need to, you know, seek out other sisters, you know, and brothers need to seek out other brothers, and we need to just bring it together, you know. And this is the challenge which has been put on my heart, is that just like Ezekiel 34:34, is that we haven't done this. You know, we haven't done this. We haven't strengthened the weak. We have not healed the sick. We have not bound up the broken, nor have we went to go bring back the string or bring back the lost. You know, and so when we don't do this, people become prey. You know, people become prey. If a shepherd has the 99 sheep and one of those sheep goes stray, and if he does not go search for them, that sheep will become prey because he has no backing, he has no kind of support. And so what I'm starting to learn is, hey, you know, Yahuwah didn't create us to be individuals. You know, he created us individually, but he didn't create us to be individual as far as the body, you know, because we won't survive like that. You know, we won't survive, you know, as being like that. And that's why he uses that example between the sheep and the goats, because, you know, the sheep are herd oriented, but the goats have been more, you know, individualistic. And that's what he says. When you go to verse 12, he says, as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day that he is among his scattered sheep, so that I shall seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they have been scattered in the day of a cloud and the day of thick darkness. And so that's what we need to do, man. So that's the challenge. You listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sai, and we're on the way. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the lesson. You know, that's the challenge. That's what's going on. And, you know, we got some very interesting weeks coming upon the earth. And we don't want anybody out there, man, that's keeping the commandments of Yahuwah and having the faith of Yahushua to feel like we're embarking upon a time where we're going to need encouragement. We're going to need to know, hey, somebody's right there with you. Somebody is caring for you. Somebody loves you because, you know, how we feel, if we felt like that. You know, so this is the challenge. This is what's going on, and we need to, you know, not do this, because also we got to remember, too, is that it goes both ways, that if you're out there and you feel, you know, unalone, you know, you feel alone or you know, we can't have the heart also, because it goes both ways. For those who are seeking the lost and the people who are out there who don't have, you know, connection or fellowship, that we can't get to the point where, you know, we feel like we don't need fellowship or we don't need to be joined together with believers, because if we get to that point, that's dangerous also, because cannot survive without each other. So if we're out there and we have those thoughts, that this is the trick of the enemy, you know, to make you believe that, you know, one sheep in the wilderness can survive, you know, being attacked by multiple wolves. It can't happen. It can't happen. You know, by nature, it cannot happen. And so we need that support system that's out there. And so there are people out there, and that's what the curtain is there are people out there in the truth that you can find, and that Yahuwah said, because he would not say day by day, search out the face of the set apartments if there weren't some out there. So that's what we need to do. You listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. Shabbat Shalom. I hope you have a good one. And we're out of here, man. Hopefully, y'all, we'll talk to you next week. Shabbat Shalom. Peace to you.